So I was in the library pretty recently. I used to go there every day because I didn't have a laptop and I needed to use a computer for school. And I don't know if any of you guys have used the desktops in the library, but they suck. They're so slow. They can't handle having more than two tabs open at once, which makes doing work pretty much impossible. So I would always leave really frustrated. But this one particular time, I was there, and I was waiting for Family and Children's Services to call me back. If you're unfamiliar with them, they are sort of like a crisis hotline, and they operate in Carroll County, which is where I currently live. And this was about a month after I was able to sort of run out of the living situation that I was in. I had been in an abusive relationship with my ex-boyfriend for about 2.5 years, and my friend helped me pack up a bag of my school stuff and a pair of pajamas, and then we drove away to her house, which is a trailer park right off of 140 in Finksburg. And so I'd been living there for about 2.5 months at this point. The first month, I took the bus and then the train to get to school every day, and it would take me up to 2 hours each way. I don't know if any of you guys have taken the 33 up on Cold Spring. That also sucks. It's so slow. It's never there when you need it. But anyway, so I was waiting for Family and Children's Services to call me back, because when I first moved out, I called my landlord the first day and explained to him that I no longer felt safe living in my apartment and that I needed to leave. And he told me, I have a daughter, I completely understand, just worry about getting out safely, and you don't need to worry about the rent, you can break your part of the lease. Over Christmas break, I got an email from him. You're responsible for all the rent since you've moved out and until we find a new tenant. You're also responsible because your ex-boyfriend left all of his things there, so it's going to be $500 to rent a dumpster, as well as hiring people to move it out. No, you can't help with it. Okay, I started freaking out. I made $500 a month and had just bought a car, so I could drive to school instead of spending about 4 hours of my day waiting around trying to get there. And got car insurance, which is really expensive, so it was stressful for me. And the only way that I could get out of paying my rent back is if I could prove under Maryland law that I was a survivor of domestic violence in the broader concept, so not just physical violence, but emotional violence, sexual violence, and mental violence that was inflicted upon me every single day, that I cried when I got home every day, that I felt like I couldn't do anything, that I couldn't leave my house because my boyfriend would threaten to kill himself and make me feel like it was my fault, that he would lock me in the room and that he would make me do things that would make me cry. And that didn't mean anything under the law here. That doesn't count at all. And when Family and Children's Services called me back and they told me that since my boyfriend didn't hit me, a judge would find that that was not considered abuse, I started crying. I had walked out of my Arabic class and was just in the hall in Selinger, right where you can buy coffee and snacks, and I was just completely bawling. And I ran outside. It was pouring rain. I couldn't talk. I finally tried to calm down and go back into class. I sat there for about 3 minutes till I had to just pick up my stuff and leave. I cried in my car until I was physically able to drive. And then I went home and I cried in bed the rest of the day. And I tried to call a number of different organizations to see if they would help me. I tried places at my school. I tried different women's help organizations. And I tried the Legal Help Center, or the Legal Aid Society, which is supposed to be a place where you can call lawyers and see if they'll help you out. And she told me that she hoped I learned my lesson about breaking a contract. That's sort of like the response that I've gotten. And yeah, I'm just trying to get through till graduating. I graduate in May. I just got a second job actually this weekend so I can try and pay back my rent so I never have to see my ex-boyfriend again. And I think the reason that I really wanted to tell this story even though I'm like on the verge of tears, is because the whole time I've been a student here, this has been my life, and almost no one has known that about me, which means that it's also the lives of other students at this school. And there aren't places to go where you can feel like you can talk to someone. So if anyone goes through this, you can always talk to me. My name's on there. If you know anyone, they can email me or call me. And I just think we should all not think about what the law says, but what the law does to people, how it violates people, how it would have been easier for me. My life would be so much easier if my boyfriend had just hit me. The law shouldn't be that way. It has shamed me. It's violated me. It's hurt me. But I'm still standing. I'm talking right now. I dance every day. And I love myself, and I'm still here. And I just want to thank a couple people who have been there for me. Raina, who's over there, she's my girl. Like, she let me stay with her when I first tried to leave. And a couple people of my supervisors who've let me just cry in their office because I don't live here, so I don't really have anywhere to go. So, you just never know what someone's going through in your class. So just be kind to people and be willing to listen to them when they tell you stuff. So thanks for listening.